From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin grateful for Hajj quota grant by Saudi Arabia. Indonesia's G20 presidency golden opportunity to expedite its energy transition. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has expressed appreciation for the provision of a quota of 100,051 by the Saudi Arabian government for prospective pilgrims who wish to perform the pilgrimage. As reported by Antara, he remarked on the sidelines of a working visit to Gunung Kidul on Friday, the government is grateful for this quota after 2 years of being unable to make the pilgrimage. He also stated the government of Saudi Arabia is authorized to provide Hajj quota. Therefore, the Indonesian government has accepted the quota provided by the government of Saudi Arabia, even though the figure is lower compared to the quota of 200,000 before the pandemic. Indonesia's G20 presidency can be golden opportunities to encourage the formulation of public policies that can accelerate the nation's energy transition. It is a means to maximize opportunities and answer challenges in the development of the new and renewable energy sector. This was stated by Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tengku Faiza Shah, during the social activity of the G20 presidency of Indonesia in the energy transition priority sector, which was held virtually on Friday. We continue with the Minister of Communication and Informatics, Johnny G. Plate, who held a meeting with Iran's ambassador to Indonesia, East Timor, and ASEAN, Muhammad Azad, to discuss 8 topics, with 2 on international relations and 6 involving bilateral relations. As reported by Antara, after the meeting on Friday, Minister Plate noted cooperation at the international level includes supporting one another in the international forum in the International Telecommunication Union. Moreover, it encompasses giving mutual support over future officials from the 2 countries that will fill the position in various International Telecommunication Union forums and management. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Ministry of Trade that has urged the international paper community to keep improving the global paper industry. This was stated by Director General at the Ministry's International Trade Negotiation, Jatmiko Bris Wicaksono, in a statement issued on Friday, as quoted by Antara. The effort includes holding innovative programs and conducting scientific research to maintain the stability of global paper prices. Now we move to the international news. Japan and Russia struck a deal on Tokyo's fishing quota to catch salmon and trout born in Russian rivers, Japan's fisheries agency said on Saturday, despite worsening ties over the crisis in Ukraine. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, with Russo and Japanese relation unraveling, the fate of annual talks between the two governments this year overshadowed the livelihood of Japanese fishermen in northern regions around disputed island. Secretary General of the United Nations Antonio Guterres will visit Moscow next week to meet Russia's President Vladimir Putin and then head to Ukraine for talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Guterres will head to Moscow on Tuesday and meet President Putin, as well as having a working meeting and lunch with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. We end the news with France chooses a new president on Sunday in a runoff between incumbent Emmanuel Macron and far-right challenger Marine Le Pen. As reported by BBC.com, the French authorities announced measures last year to tackle misinformation aimed at undermining the state. But misleading claims have been spreading during the campaign aimed at both the candidates and the election process itself. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
News from across Indonesia. The first comes from Jakarta. The Indonesia Halal Lifestyle Center, together with the Indonesian Shiar Network or ISN or the Islamic Shiar Activist Community, presented the Jakarta Ramadan Festival 2022 with a Turkish nuance themed Vibrant Halal Lifestyle. The event was officially opened last Wednesday and will last until May 8, 2022 at the Mall of Indonesia, Jakarta. Various micro, small, and medium enterprises' lifestyle products, including fashion to food and beverages, also fill a row of bazaar booths near the main stage. Founder and chairman of the Indonesia Shiar Network, Mirza Muhammad, said they are proud to be able to present the Jakarta Ramadan Festival 2022 with attractive and inspiring packaging.
Thank you.
The next news comes from the city of Yogyakarta. Dozens of women workers who usually cart their burden on their back around the market are known as buruh gendong perempuan at Bringharjo Market, Yogyakarta City, last Wednesday, April the 20th, celebrated Kartini Day with a kebaya demonstration. One by one, the women, young and old, strolled on the catwalk wearing kebaya, Indonesian traditional women's clothing. The fashion show was initiated by Perempuan Berkebaya Indonesia or Indonesian Women in Kebaya Movement in Yogyakarta to commemorate the birth of Kartini, an Indonesian woman emancipation figure or known as Kartini Day. Head of organizer Margareta Tino Suhartini said there were 40 women porters throughout Bringharjo Market involved in this activity. Margareta said they choose Bringharjo Market because there are many of them in this market. This event is an award for women porters because, according to Margareta, they are one of manifestation of strong women who continue to struggle hard to support their families. The latest news comes from Bali. Two villages in Denpasar City, Bali Province, successfully won the Zero Waste Village Award from the Ministry of Home Affairs because they were considered successful in processing source-based waste. Head of Protocol and Communication Section for Denpasar City Government Leaders, I Dewa Gede Rai, in Denpasar on Wednesday said the award was obtained by two villages, namely Sanur Kauh Village and Kesiman Kertalangu Village. Gede Rai said the award was given to two villages in Denpasar City because they have been able to reduce waste in urban areas and disseminated the program to the community so that before throwing garbage, each household would sort out organic and inorganic waste. Well, that was news from across Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin the program with the event of April 23, 1974, when Pan Am airplane crashed in Bali. After flying for 4 hours and 20 minutes from Hong Kong to Sydney, Australia, Pan Am Boeing 707 airplane crashed in Bali on April 23, 1974. The plane was going to land temporarily in Denpasar, Bali. However, as it approached runway 09 in Denpasar, the plane crashed into a hilly plain about 78.7 kilometers northwest of I Gusti Ngurah Rai Airport. At least 107 people died in the tragedy. Next event was on April 23, 1984, when HIV finding was announced. The United States scientist team announced the findings of the virus that caused AIDS in Washington, D.C. on April 23, 1984. The virus is called the Human Immunodeficiency Virus, or HIV, which is a variant of the human cancer virus, namely HTLV-3. HIV attacks the human immune system. We end Today in History with the event on April 23, 1918, about attack on Zeebrugge. In the First World War, British Navy troops bombarded the port of Zeebrugge in Belgium. This assault was done to block the access of German troops to and from the port. The incident is now known as the Zeebrugge attack. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかわんてかわるバイルス COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'a bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kumalihat kau mempermainkan diri.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 475 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Indonesia Encourages Comprehensive Energy Transition. The Government of Indonesia, through the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, encourages G20 members to carry out the energy transition in a comprehensive and careful manner in facing various global challenges by considering competitiveness, cost, affordability, and sustainability. Director General of Oil and Gas at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Tutuka Ariyaji, in a statement quoted in Jakarta on Thursday said, the Russia-Ukraine conflict has put economic pressure on G20 members. He explained that the increasing demand for energy is in line with population and economic growth, thus requiring greater effort for energy transition. According to Tutuka Ariyaji, the transition must be carried out comprehensively and carefully in various stages, taking into account competitiveness, cost, affordability, and sustainability to ensure a smooth transition. He said, apart from focusing on the energy transition, it is also important for G20 members to take concrete action to improve mitigation mechanisms and resilient energy supplies, including in developing countries, which have been heavily affected by the recent increase in energy prices. Further on, Tutuka Ariyaji said that a safe and resilient energy supply chain for all available energy sources is very important for future energy security and achieving carbon neutrality targets. All G20 members have set a net zero emission target, including Indonesia, in 2060. In its long-term strategy, Indonesia is deepening its 2060 net zero emission roadmap through the National Grand Strategy of Energy, which seeks to balance the clean energy transition with national energy security. The Indonesian government also realizes that to ensure energy security, it is necessary to cooperate with all parties. Through global cooperation, the use of cleaner energy can be increased and encourage the application of innovative clean technologies in order to realize a reliable and sustainable energy transition. To enhance international cooperation, the Indonesian G20 presidency has established three pillars that are considered relevant to today's global challenges, namely the global health architecture, digital economy transformation, and sustainable energy transition. These three pillars are expected to actualize the main theme of Indonesia's G20 presidency, namely recover together, recover stronger. Furthermore, the sustainable energy transition pillar has set three main priority issues in the form of access, technology, and financing. These three priority issues are important aspects in answering the interrelated challenges of economic growth, energy security, and climate change. Tutuka Ariyaji added, to ensure energy security, appropriate supporting policies and investment are needed. He hopes that Indonesia can collaborate in taking concrete action to maintain energy security during the energy transition between G20 members and others. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
See you.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Lodeh Vegetable Porridge for Breakfasting. Bantul Regency, the special region of Yogyakarta province, has a hereditary tradition which is still being preserved continuously, namely breakfasting with lodeh vegetable porridge. The tradition of making lodeh vegetable porridge only exists every holy month of Ramadan at the Sabilur Rosyad Mosque in Kauman Hamlet, Wijirejo Village, Kapanewon, Pandak, Bantul Regency. From generation to generation during Ramadan, Sabilur Rosyad Mosque always provides hundreds of takjil portions every day. The tradition of breakfasting by consuming lodeh porridge has been reportedly going on for hundreds of years. To make lodeh porridge, residents must work together, not only paying cash contributions, but also bringing rice and other ingredients needed to make the porridge. The porridge that will be served at the time of breaking fasting is cooked with coconut milk, so it tastes more savory and has a soft texture. Then the cooked porridge is added with pieces of tempeh and krecek as an extra delight to give a sensation of the porridge. Listener, according to the local residents, the tradition of consuming porridge when breakfasting cannot be separated from the philosophy of spreading Islam in Bantul, particularly in Kauman Pandak. Porridge is known as a smooth food and easily digested by the body after a day of fasting. In Arabic language, porridge also has a good meaning, so spreading Islamic teachings must be done with no violence, but with friendliness and gentleness. Porridge comes from the word bibirin, which means something good. The second, the porridge is from the word beber, which means explanation. This is because in the mosque, there will be an explanation of the good teachings with the Holy Quran recitation and da'wah in the mosque. Apart from the lodeh vegetable porridge, the committee of Ramadan also prepares hot tea and small snacks for breakfasting. Listener, if you would like to feel the sensation of your breakfasting with lodeh vegetable porridge, please come to the Sabilur Rosyad Mosque in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. That's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. With me, Ahmad Faisal.
maksudku. Katakan ku tak cinta isi hatiku, hanyalah sayang perasaanku. Tak lebih dan tak kurang menganggapmu sahabat terindah. Paksa dia di sana, persahabatan yang telah terbina jangan ternoda oleh cinta. Bukan maksudku lukai hatimu, katakan ku tak cinta. Rasa itu tak pernah ada. Ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra, ta-ra-ta, ta-ra-ra, ta-ra-ta-ra.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, University of Indonesia Advisory in collaboration with PT Digital Sehat Indonesia or PT DSI and PT Sex Up create a breakthrough health application for Indonesian people to reach patients' health in detail. This application is named RS Telemed. RS Telemed is an application which allows anyone to do consultation. In addition, it can be easily accessed anywhere, anytime, by anyone, adjusted to the presence of doctors in the application. Buying medicine through this application has also been integrated with several pharmacies. In the development of RS Telemed, PT DSI played a role in assisting the healthcare application in marketing, customization, integration, operations, which means payment, application management, maintenance, etc. PT CheckSup helps support PT DSI to develop health application based on Internet Medical Things, which is a business revolution in the health sector, while the University Indonesia Hospital is the user of RS Telemed application. It is one of the applications that can detect patients' health remotely. This application has differences from the existing application. One of the advantages is being able to detect patients who use the health application through the nurse who comes to the house, then checks the medical history or using data that have been detected through RSOE. After getting the patient's data completely, the doctor will monitor the health of each patient in order to stay healthy. Besides, there are health sensors in the form of IOMT, which means health sector, namely thermometer, blood pressure, respiratory, height and weight scale, stethoscope, USG, ECG, CTG, micro camera, mini laboratory, and many others. This app has teleanalytic features using artificial intelligence in analyzing COVID-19 through respiratory tract, cardiac via ECG, and stroke via vital signs. With this feature, patients feel cared for when consulting, buying medicine, and checking up their health. RS Telemed is developed to ease the people to access health facilities and services, especially those in rural areas in Indonesia. Some benefits of using this application are that patients no longer need their medical data files when traveling, so it is very practical. It is enough to only use one application that can be connected to the patient's health condition. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku, yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya? Ku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Cinta yang tulus yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memahami hati ini.
dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Serenade by Subarja HS. Overall, this song tells about nature at midnight going to the morning. The night represents the silence and sadness in life. The second line describes the morning situation. Kusbini, the songwriter, adjusts to the actual situation when he created the song. Like keroncong Serenade, which he created at night before morning. In the lyrics, laju lagu laju, fajar nyingkap tirai, matahari menyambut riamu, Kusbini began to rush when closing his composition, because morning was almost coming. The rhythm of the music in the lyrics of this third line also rises. Well, listener, here is Subarja HS with the keroncong song entitled Serenade.
Sayup, sayup, rintik, gunung
Of Indonesia.
Sapu tangan yang harum baunya menawan hatiku. basah air mataku karena datangnya tangisku. Sapu tangan yang dulu ku terima dari kekasihku, pada masa dahulu berdua pertama bertemu. Bagaimana terjadi sehidup semati, sapu tangan di waktu sekarang bagai puranku. Karena kekasihku sekarang tinggalkan diriku.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.